Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As you heard Darius playing a little bust and loose there, I want to get into the Nats and Paul Toboni's introductory press conference over at Nats Park today. So first off, I want to say kudos to our guys for representing for the Grant and Danny radio program and for 106.7 The Fan. Two of our producers, Tobes and Ryan, were over there asking questions and getting to know the new president of baseball operations. Danny, I was immensely impressed. I really, really liked what I had to hear from Toboni. I'm not surprised. Because every person I've reached out to in baseball who knows him even a little bit has said, this guy's going to be a rock star. He's been on the rocket ship ascension. It doesn't matter who came in Boston. Like four different regimes, one after another. They go through and they try to meet everyone and say, who do we like? Who don't we like? Who do we keep? Who don't we? And not only did he get kept every single time, he got promoted.
We get promoted.
And from a, you know, basically an internship a decade later to running an entire scouting department, he gets a lot of credit for the Boston team that is currently up on the Yankees in the wild card round and has a chance to advance out of the wild card round to the division series this week. So nothing about today was surprising. He's going to kill the introductory press conference. He's going to be awesome on the mic. I think he's got really high EQ, and he's super, super sharp from a baseball standpoint. But there were things that stood out to me about him that I want to get into. But what were your big picture thoughts about his presser?
The thing we alluded to at the top of the show, which is, he was born and raised in this baseball world, whereas older guys that have run a team, again, no disrespect to them, it's like me with music now, where it's like I came up in a certain era, and now that everybody mumbles for rap, but I'm like, I don't really like this, but if I had to be a music DJ, I'd have to learn. It'd be hard for me to learn, because I wasn't raised in it. The guys that came up as scouts having to say, I got to listen to this dude from MIT, I got to listen to a computer guy that's going to tell me, pull the ball in the air. Oh, I'll just do that. Should I just do that when I hit? No problem. He came up in this environment with the duality, with the scouting side, that background, plus all of the numbers and data and implementation. So being a great coach with a great EQ, if you don't have the right information to sell, you're useless. If you have nothing but data and you can't relate to players, you're useless. The marriage, that's who this is.
I loved his opening comments. He talked about, and this is a quote, creating a scouting and player development monster, end quote. What a great line that is. A scouting and player development monster, which, by the way, is what he helped create and build in Boston. And hopefully he can do it here. He said it using analytics and research and development, the R&D department, acknowledged that the game is about people. He constantly walked that line between the analytics and that sports are about people. He cited Greg Popovich. This guy, by the way, is apparently a basketball mark. He loves basketball. He was name-dropping, being happy to be in D.C. for like the high school basketball and Georgetown and Howard, and he's talking about Coach Wooten and just going through the whole history of the area. So clearly he loves hoops. He also referenced my favorite book in the world, which is The Score Takes Care of Itself. I read it probably once every 3 years, Bill Walsh, which I loved hearing that. I think he's got four kids under six, this crazy person.
You talking about Grant?
Who in the heck is this 35-year-old man doing all these?
Who are you talking about? Is that you?
Kids and stuff. Well, what an insane person he is. But I like the cut of his jib. The big question is going to be assurances from ownership. that they're going to look out for you, that they will provide the resources, that they will spend on players, that they will spend on the technology they weren't spending on previously. His quote was, "I'm in this seat right now for a reason. Throughout the interview process and even after accepting the job, I felt incredibly supported." And that was kind of what he kept going back to.
The support.
They're supporting me. They've told me they're going to help me. I'm sure they did. They want you. You know, a lot of people can talk a sweet game until you start dating or get married, and then that person changes a little bit. To me, that's the whole ball game here. The whole ball of wax is, if you tell me they give him all the resources, you just hired a guy that's going to get you back to being an annual contender. Will they commit to the bit? The Berries for Luga question to Mark Lerner about, are you guys in this thing? Yes or no? That was, to me, the most telling moment of the presser. I couldn't believe there were only two questions to Mark Lerner the whole press conference. That's staggering to me. He hasn't talked in years, but that's where we were. But to me, that's the story.
Yeah, that is the alpha and omega of it. I mean, the constant of the thing that everybody seems to agree on, and we don't know. I mean, Paul Timoney could, and his regime, as he hires out his staff and whoever he keeps and doesn't keep, et cetera, from this group, whoever he brings in from outside, they could make nothing but bonehead decisions. That's, you know, that's one of the variables. I don't think that way, by the way. I think it'll be pretty good. Will he have the means to compete at the highest level? It doesn't mean you have a $350 million payroll and you lose a tiebreaker to the Reds. That's not what I'm talking about. But you have to invest something as opposed to nothing. Your on-field payroll is down at the margins, below the Pirates at the end of the season. Not the Steven Strasburg part of the payroll. Your highest paid players can't be watching and retired. Like, that needs to change. Yes, I understand it's not always about handing out a $40 million deal to everybody and overpaying and this, that, and the other. You need to build an organization, and they'll work on that. But even that part costs money. The best machine to make sure that pitchers aren't doing X. The best technology to make sure hitters are seeing all of the different spins and rotations. You need to do Y. That stuff has to happen because it's cost effective.
Well, we got to a point where I would just be content and excited when the Nationals had the tech that everyone else had. It would be nice to just once get it first.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, or just not even first, early on.
Yeah, hey, this worked for the Cleveland Guardians, nice. And I came over from there. Let's go get it. Okay, we'll be second.
Let's build a pitching lab. You're allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, like biomechanics plates the Giants started using years and years before us. Let's not have to have 50 conversations about it and beg and do PowerPoints on why we need it. When he says, hey, I need the biomechanics plates so that I can see how guys are landing so we can keep everyone healthier, let's just do that. And if that happens, you got a chance to be really, really good. I'll read one more quote here, and we'll have some audio from Mark Lerner a little bit later in the show for you. But this was his second answer. He only gave two. There were only two questions to him in this press conference. But it was on if the rebuild is now going to restart with a new executive spearheading this thing, or can the Nats win soon? And I'm paraphrasing, but that was the question. And he said, quote, I don't believe that we've gone backwards. I think we have a lot of great talent. A lot of these young men you haven't even seen yet, they're in the minor leagues. Now, I will say, their best talent in the minor leagues are pitchers that aren't quite healthy right now. Most of the bats that are really high-ceiling players are already in the big leagues, but that's me editorializing. He went on to say, I think we're giving Paul a great palette of young players. There's more we need to do, obviously. We're not happy with where we are right now. That's why we brought Paul in here. We're going to get back to where we're supposed to be. That's the commitment that we're all making to our fans. Do not give up on us. We're going to be there again, guaranteed. Now, maybe it's just because I haven't heard him speak in years and they haven't taken questions in a long time, but that was pretty powerful. Now, he's got to put his money where his mouth is, literally, coming up in the months ahead. But to say we're going to get back there again, guaranteed, I don't know that we've heard that from this ownership group.
No, we've not. We've not.
So that's something.
You can
believe it or not, their actions are going to tell you if it means anything. But just to hear it to me was a notable storyline.
Precisely. I would rather hear that than not. I'd rather hear that than, you know, we thought we did a good enough job. I'm just making this up. We thought we did a good enough job, but, you know, hinting that the previous regime that was in charge of baseball ops didn't do a very good job.
Well, isn't the DePony existence, isn't the hiring of him? The press conference today is a departure from years and years
Precisely.
Of the status quo. Whatever you thought of Rizzo or Davey, they were just lining it back up and trying again. Lining it back up and trying again. We'll rearrange some deck chairs and change some scouts you don't know about. This, to me, this big swing that they're taking, you don't bring a guy in here on the cheap who's a 35-year-old rising star. This is at least indicative in this one hiring of a departure from the ways of the last several years.
You hope it's a paradigm shift. And it gave me some hope because I was surprised, frankly, that it went this way. That they got him. A guy that, you know, probably jumped ahead in terms of the normal queue of things where you go from assistant GM to a GM somewhere, then maybe that president of baseball ops, like a GM emeritus. He skipped ahead because he's a rock star, and that's what he sort of thought of. They hired a search firm, and he's in demand to go to major marketplaces to have increased roles, whether it was staying in Boston or to go somewhere else, and you went and got him. And presumably the pitch was, and the promise was, you'll have autonomy and the ability to do what you want. That's how you get someone like that. So you hope the follow-through is there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.